folks.
We're back. We're back here where we were 5 weeks ago. Only everything's worse. Only we have gained nothing. We've lost a lot, and we're in actually a worse position than we were 5 weeks ago. That's just where we're at. We have not significantly diminished their missile launching capability. We are losing fighter jets and helicopters out of the air over Iran. It appears as though there has been some sort of attempt to make some sort of landing that has been thwarted. At least that's my interpretation from the A-10 Warthog. That would be the people deployed to, you know, clear a landing zone. But if they get shot down, what do you do at that point? It's not going well for them in any possible way. And yet, we were told, I was told over and over and over, that I'm an idiot. I'm so stupid. I just don't understand. I'm so dumb. And you know what's funny? First of all, you'll notice it everywhere. Like, I often bemoan and lament the general stupidity of the wider world. I try not to, but boy, it's hard not to when it's everywhere and ruining everything. But at the same time, I almost never say that individual people are stupid, because I don't think they are. I'm much more likely to think these people are lying, these people are pretending to be stupid. I don't believe that you get to the top of our government, on the top of our military, as a stupid person. But on X, it seems to be the only argument that the pro-Israeli side has now, is that they can't actually convince you. They don't actually have evidence to support what they believe. They will just condescend at you while also being wrong about what they're saying. It's very frustrating. And I've noticed this cycle that occurs where it's like, I'll say, you know, Iran has not been diminished that much. I'm trying to think of an actual, like, you know, real life example, because there was one recently. Because the way it typically goes is, you know, Iran actually is not destroyed that much. I think Trump is lying. And first it's like, you believe what Iran says? Just like back then it was, you believe what Hamas says? You trust those guys? What do you, you love Hamas? You trust them, those liars? And it's like, well, it's just true. I know it's true, and they're also saying it, but okay. This is how it goes. Oh, you believe them? You believe the enemy? And then I go, no, actually, this is from the New York Times. Oh, you believe the New York Times? Oh, you believe those liars? Actually, it's New York Times quoting an American official. Well, then, I mean, you think that matters? You're so stupid, right? It's just every time it's like this. Oh, you believe these things? Yeah, they're true. So, you know, well, you can wait a month or two till you find out that it's true, or you can just listen to me right now. So I guess that's your choice. But we are right. And let's go ahead and go to clip number 17 here. This is the latest that Iran has issued. You tell me if they seem defeated and, you know, shocked and at the mercy of Trump. Let's watch. He says, should the USA proceed with its threats concerning Iran's power plant facilities, the following retaliatory measures shall be promptly enacted. All power plants, energy infrastructure, and information and communication technology of the Zionist regime and all similar companies within the region that have American shareholders shall face complete and utter annihilation. Nothing stays hidden to our sight, even if it's hidden by Google. Stargate UAE, Abu Dhabi. So, I mean, they're literally just like, yeah, we know where your stuff is. We're gonna destroy it. Now, interestingly, as it goes across these people, you'll notice not a single one of them is a white Anglo-Christian. Not a single